From the Public Affairs Staff of the Columbus Dispatch, this is Buckeye Forum.
Hello, welcome to another version of Buckeye Forum. This is a special edition of the Dispatch's Side Effects series. We've been writing many stories about this entity called a pharmacy benefit manager and how that affects your drug prices, how it affects the taxes you pay in Ohio. And you may not have heard of them, but they, like I say, they affect your life every day. Marty Schladen is here with me. By the way, I'm Daryl Rowland, the public affairs editor. Marty Schladen, public affairs reporter, has a new story out about pharmacy benefit managers, the nation's largest drug store chain, CVS, and Walmart. One of the nation's top retailers, obviously. You've got one. You surely live within a CVS or Walmart, you know, within a few miles of that. So, but we got a little ruckus going on here, Marty, and these entities called pharmacy benefit managers are in the middle of the dispute. So lay it out how this works. What's going on?
Well, today, Walmart announced that it was going to stop using CVS Caremark as pharmacy benefit manager for its customers, except for two very limited ways. One is at Sam's Club, and the other is for people who participate in Medicare Part D. But what a pharmacy benefit manager does is reimburse pharmacies, in this instance Walmart, for the drugs they dispense to people. Walmart does that and bills whatever their health plan is, whether it's a Medicaid health plan or whether it's a private insurer from your employment. And what I think has happened is what we've been writing about this all year, that CVS Caremark and two other companies dominate this space. They have more than 80%, I'm told, of all of the pharmacy benefit management business.
Now, that's in the country, Marty?
That's in the country.
Okay.
And that's about a $400 billion marketplace. And they use their size to go to people. And we've been hearing a lot from independent pharmacists, the little guys, and say, you know, this is the deal. Take it or leave it. But if you leave it, you're not going to have access to all of these millions of what they call covered lives, the customers, the insured people they represent. So what looks like happened is, in this instance, is Walmart went back to CVS and said, you're not paying us enough for these drugs we're dispensing, because they have to pay wholesalers for the drugs when they provide them to patients. And CVS just didn't take the deal. So Walmart left, and they had some pretty strong words for CVS as they left.
Okay. And again, let's just to back it up, and because this is kind of a complicated subject, even though we have many stories on it, what, again, is a pharmacy benefit manager? You know, we've called it a drug supply chain middleman. Lay that out just for a little bit more for us, if you could.
It very much is a middleman. It contracts with to represent health plans. That could be Aetna, who they're negotiating to buy right now. They represent four of Ohio's five Medicaid managed care plans. So they contract to represent them in the marketplace. Then they go to drug manufacturers and they negotiate rebates off of those drugs. Those are discounts. They say they pass the vast majority along, but we really don't know because those numbers are all hidden behind a veil of secrecy. But then they also negotiate contracts with pharmacies. And so that, you know, and that spells out the basis on which they reimburse pharmacies for the prescriptions they fill.
All right. So if I get my prescription drugs at Walmart, then what does this mean? Maybe I've been paying a little bit more than other places?
Well, what this means is you've probably been paying, well, CVS wants to say you've been paying less. And one of the ways you've been paying less is because, according to Walmart, they haven't been reimbursing Walmart its reimbursements fairly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we've had not a lot of or no dealings with Walmart in the 70 or so stories we've written so far, but we've talked a lot to independent pharmacists who are arguing that CVS is, with their low reimbursements, particularly on Medicaid drugs, generics, they're putting them out of business. And one thing that we know for a fact has happened is at the same time that they've provided those really low reimbursements, they've been sending these same pharmacies letters saying, hey, we know reimbursements are down, business is tough. If you want, we'll just buy you.
So on the one hand, the same corporation is cutting the money going to a drugstore. But the other hand, they're saying, hey, we hear you're, you know, having some financial trouble. Wonder why. Want us to buy you out. And that's not just an idle proposition. We just had recently a big buyout here in Ohio, right?
That's right. Ritzman Pharmacy, been in business since 1950, owned 20 stores, announced that it was selling out to CVS, and CVS was closing 17 of them.
17 of the 20, and at least two of the remaining three are becoming CVS stores. Is my memory correct on that?
That's exactly right. They'll have the same location, same people. The sign out front would just be different.
All right. Again, bottom line, what is the current beef that Walmart has with CVS?
two things, actually, they cited. CVS is not reimbursing them what they asked for their drugs. That seems to be where the negotiations broke down. But they also slammed CVS over a practice called patient steering. In a lot of different parts of the marketplace, CVS Caremark, the pharmacy benefit manager, will make deals where they say, we will only pay for these drugs if you get them at our mail order pharmacy. And we've done a bit of coverage of that, too, like in an instance where cancer patients want to get their drugs at a pharmacy at their cancer clinic. These are complex drugs. The way you take them is really complicated. You're freaked out. You've just been told you've got cancer.
And you can get a drug to remedy this that we are prescribing for you. You can just get it down the hall or whatever, and just ride the elevator to another floor or whatever.
But exactly.
At the exact same facility at that time. But what happens when they try to do that with their insurance?
Well, then, and these are drugs sometimes that cost, you know, $15,000.
Sure.
And it's not just CVS. The other big pharmacy benefit managers at times, often actually, say, yeah, if you get them there, we're not going to pay for it. You're going to have to pay that out of pocket. If you want us to cover it, you've got to get it through our mail order pharmacy. And that can lead to delays of weeks. We've been told of prescriptions that weren't filled correctly, all sorts of problems. The term of art is the continuum of care that you get at a clinic, and the people at these clinics say this disrupts that continuum.
Now, as I recall, a few years ago, we just had CVS, and there was this company called Caremark that was the pharmacy benefit manager. Those two merged with federal approval, but wasn't there some important conditions to that merger?
Yeah, CVS made the promise that there would be a figurative firewall between these two business units because people were worried. Here would CVS be deciding what reimbursements were to pharmacies with whom it was in direct competition because it's a retail pharmacy itself. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's the number one retail pharmacy in the United States. So basically, they're deciding how much all of their competitors get paid. And they said that this firewall, we won't share information between these business units to give ourselves an advantage. I think we've raised some serious questions about whether that firewall is actually being honored. And there are certainly a large number of people who've spoken to us who don't believe there is one.
And it sounds like Walmart is also among the skeptics of whether that firewall is really a firewall.
That's correct. And I think that, you know, these concerns also are important now because CVS is trying to merge with Aetna. And, you know, the U.S. Justice Department signed off on it and several state departments of insurance signed off on it with some conditions. But a judge in D.C. has said, you guys, both the U.S. Justice Department and CVS, you have to show us that you have sufficiently taken into account the potential for anti-competitive practices here. And now today, what we've got is, you know, depending on how you measure it, possibly the nation's largest corporation stepping up and saying, you know, we see some potentially anti-competitive practices ourselves, and we've done a lot of business with these guys.
Okay, so at least in theory, this could come into play in the whole federal consideration or in the legal consideration of whether this mega merger is allowed to happen between Aetna and CVS.
I think that's possible. It's not as if the judge calls me and, you know, talks to me about this stuff, but I think that, you know, one of the things he's been doing is paying attention to all of the hue and cry out there that, you know, the Justice Department, their antitrust division, doesn't seem to have taken a lot of notice of.
All right. Well, you know, I think we're going to put a wrap on it right there. We just sort of want to be with you real quick on this and let you know of, you know, what's just breaking stories just a few hours ago as we're recording this. Marty Schleiden, byline on that story. He's done many of the dozens of stories that Dispatch has written in the past year on pharmacy benefit managers and the ramifications. So we're going to wrap it up. Patrick Flaherty, as always, on the board. Again, Daryl Rowland, public affairs editor. Hey, thanks for listening to us, and we'll see you next time.